Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shane Halder. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Fasano. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Rosado. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Anderson. And now, play ball. Shane Halder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson spins and fires to second, and Goodwin is picked off. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom hits a pop-up towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rosado, and towards Howard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. King hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Damon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fasano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Alomar moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. King fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Rosado covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Halter batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Halter is 0 for 1 in the game. Halter takes first base on ball 4. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Halter. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grissom tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. King moves to third. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. King tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fasano is 0-for-1 in the game. Fasano hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Damon moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Damon scores. Fasano moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Halter bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fasano moves to third. Howard moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Halter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Halter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Damon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. 1 out. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fasano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fasano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Halter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Howard. Howard fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Howard. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. Alomar moves to third. It's 4-3 Royals. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Royals, 4, Indians, 4. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Halter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Halter hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Goodwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel bunts towards first. King scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Giles moves to second. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fasano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fasano hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Ippolito Pichardo now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to third. Williams moves to second. Damian Jackson pinch runs for Sandy Alomar. Larry Cajun now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Royals, 6, Indians, 6. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Franco moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Franco moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Borders now catching. Tony Fernandez now playing second base. Michael Jackson now pitching. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Nunnally pinch hits for Shane Halder. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.